Something. We got guy on the internet at home.
Yeah. Exactly, right? And you're like, well, the guy who's really good at flirting is too far, so I guess yeah. I'll fuck my pathetic husband who can't even hit on me properly.
Hey guys, my name is Emma Austin, and you're listening to Pillow Talk, a podcast where I sit in bed with my husband and gab about sex and shit.
Hey guys.
Hello, everybody. You finally found the ideal sex lighting. You've been on this quest because you have, and this shocked me because I feel like you have like the most configurable lighting I've ever seen in my life. Like, you know, like the more you add all these lights to the room,
yeah,
the bedroom, the office, whatever, like to the point where I feel like everything is fully customizable.
That's true.
But every time we had sex, you'd be like, I don't know, lighting was perfect, you know. Till recently, you figured it out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, it kind of comes out of, like, I guess somewhat of insecurities, right? Like, I don't want the lights to be too bright.
I want it to be
like, nice and, I don't know, comfortable. You could see a bit, but sure. Not, like, you know, not spotlights on you.
You know, I tend to think, like, I don't care. Like, I'm fine with any kind of, I could have a spotlight on me while fucking, like, who cares?
Yeah.
But then, like, sometimes I'll be in front of the bathroom mirror with the bright lights on and think, like, that's not the most flattering lighting for me either, you know, like that. That's not doing me any favors, so I understand the sentiment. Yeah.
So I have a lot of like LED strip lights on the backs of furniture and things like that, but it's quite bright. That's enough for me to crochet all night. Like, yeah. I can see what I'm doing. So it was a little too much for most sex, I feel like.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so I just kind of turned off some of my lights and left like a couple on.
Because, yeah, you want the light to be, like, I feel like there's, like, a balance, right? Like, you want to see enough. You want to be able to, like, first off, it has to be enough that, like, I'm not being stupidly clumsy.
Yeah.
Because I find if I don't see my way.
You like, do. You're not a little clumsy.
Yeah, I'm a little clumsy with the lights on. So, like, if it's really dark, then I feel like, and I feel like I have to be extra careful because, like, I'm very aware that I'm going to, like, I don't know, elbow you or something by accident. So, it's nice to have some light, but also, like, visually speaking, I enjoy, you know, seeing what's going on, seeing everything happening, and it's been hard to strike that balance.
Yeah.
But then you finally fucking figured it out. Like, by accident, I think, you were just kind of, like, you were turning off lights until it felt right, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we had I hesitate to call it the fridge light, but it's... Because that sounds like we just popped the fridge open and fucked in front of it, which...
So we have a little mini fridge.
Uh-huh.
And we have... I just put strip lights on the back of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like so it was the fridge lights.
Like it was a TV.
Yeah. Or like... Well, you make it sound so dumb, but it looks good.
It looks good, but I know, but when you... when you bought the strip lights for it, I thought, like, are you going to watch the fridge? But no, it's actually quite nice. It creates a nice atmosphere. And it does look pretty. Like, every time you buy new lights, I'm just like, this, aren't you lit enough? But then you install them, you put them in somewhere, and I'm like, oh, that's actually quite quite lovely. I stopped questioning you, and now when you buy any kind of, like, you buy a roll of strip lights, and I'm like, you've got a vision, and I respect that. I'm sure it's going to look great. And it does, because even the fridge light.
Yeah.
The back light for the fridge.
It looks good.
And you look good by the light of the backlight of the fridge, turns out.
Thank you. Yeah, it was like the perfect amount of light.
Yeah, we had like we fucked and had a good time, and then after you were just like, that was the right lighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there we go, we solved it.
It's what all those country songs are about, you know?
Which one?
Fucking or kissing or dancing in front of the fridge light. I don't know if that's what they meant, but
no, I don't.
LED strips on the back of your fridge.
That's a modern country song.
Yeah.
It just starts, it's about how you open up the fridge to get a Diet Coke for your love, but then you close the fridge door again because you're not going to waste, but you know, there's the LED strip lights on the back.
It's a little niche.
It's called bisexual lighting. It's a really big hit on TikTok.
Yeah. So that's what we've been up to.
Yeah. And, you know, it actually shocked me that we've been up to that because I shouldn't be getting laid anymore. Because I'm... Because I'm painfully aware. Okay, I've always been aware that I got no game.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of aware, and I've always been aware, that I don't really know how to flirt, and I don't know if I've ever flirted with anyone. I've confused people into thinking I was flirting with them. Like, I've just been nice to people, and they were like, he was very flirty.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. I
don't fully know if you know how.
Yeah, I think it's only been by accident.
Yeah.
And so, but then I realized, like, you know, I'm 40 years old. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of embarrassing at this point to not have basic life skills. Yeah. You know, like, at 37, I could be like, I'll learn someday.
Well, flirting could get you out of a fucking ticket. You know, like, it's a life
skill. Not
it is
the way
a life
I do
skill.
It. No, definitely. I could flirt my way into a ticket.
Well, you could play really dumb, but you're not playing.
No. Oh, I'm sure I've avoided fines of various types. In fact, like, sometimes I try to, like, argue with, like, a customer service person or whatever about, mm-hmm. like, how I was charged too much for something. And then they're like, it was right on the thing. You, like, you like, they act, at first they act like I'm trying to, like, pull the wool over their eyes.
Yeah.
But then after a while, they do act like, oh, you are very naive. So I guess I will give you this discount, but please don't shop here again. You know? So yeah, it's probably my same approach to flirting.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I just talk until somebody feels bad for me.
Oh my god!
But no, I feel like the thing is, I've always been aware that I'm very bad at flirting, mm-hmm. and it's at the point in my life now where I'm like, oh, so I'm like cock blocking myself, basically.
Yeah,
you're like, it'd be nice to have more sex, and I'd be like, it would be nice to have more sex, and then I'd do nothing about it, right? I'm just like, that's cool, I'll see you later, we'll watch a show about Amish teens,
maybe we'll have sex.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah, like, my version of flirting is I wait until like 8 p.m. and I email you sex or TV ? You know, like something. Like, I just need to know how prepared.
Guess which one I'm picking most of the time, guys.
Do I bring snacks or do I come in with my pants off? Like,
yeah. I'll take the snacks.
Of course. Especially now that I'm wearing a stupid belt. Like,
yeah, that's true. Fucking toddler belt.
Toddler belt. Keep the pants on, keep the belt on. Don't bother me with any of that.
Yeah.
So I think I need like a crash course in flirting.
Yeah.
And I've been trying. I mean, I've been like trying to up my game,
mm-hmm.
but it's really difficult when, you know, you do the thing you're supposed to have started when you were 13, but you only start at 40. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So I'm clumsy.
I don't think you're alone in this. I think a lot of husbands have this problem.
And 100%.
I don't necessarily even, I don't know if you never knew how to flirt. I think you probably.
You're saying I just stopped?
Yeah, kind of. Well, I think that typically, I don't think you've always, you've never had great game, but you.
Okay. No, it's fine. I can take it.
But I think there's something that just happens when you're starting to meet somebody, you're starting to like somebody, you're not sure where it's going, things
okay,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Like, you're more invested.
I think
that's
what it is.
A lot of like husbands get kind of complacent as the years go by and they kind of forget how to mm-hmm. hit on their wife, or it's that like the way they hit on their wife has changed and they have not adapted to it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know if I'd call what I was doing back then active flirting so much as it's like this intense attention.
Yeah.
It's like I'm focused in on you.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'm still focused in on you, but in a different way now, because it's not like not like we're just spending all our time together and like pining over each other when we're absent from each other. It's just kind of like, oh, like I got to go like take the dog out for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to hit on you right now or pay attention to you. I'm gone. You know?
Yeah.
And like things like that, right? Like, and just like I've got other things on my mind sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that's the difference. It's like at some point you just kind of, it cools off a bit so you can like live a normal life, which is good.
Yeah. Well, like, you don't have like those butterflies and stuff that,
that
like kind of makes you do the other things, and when you don't have those feelings anymore, it's easy to forget to maintain your relationship.
I guess it's possible I was flirting, but in my mind what is happening is just like I was so like obsessively attentive
mm-hmm.
that it fooled you into thinking I was flirting. Like, I wasn't actively doing anything.
I think that's what it is, though. And when you're not used to getting that attention, that feels really good. And that's another part is that when you are single or dating and you're not in a committed long-term relationship, you don't need as much to kind of make you feel special. Mm-hmm. But after a while, that goes away.
Yeah, I honestly think this is like just a typical problem for any like long-term relationship because it's basically like the first part of it is so easy on both ends, right? Because it's like whoever has like the lower libido in the relationship is going to be like more interested and into sex than usual. Mm-hmm. And whoever has the higher libido in the relationship won't have to work that hard to get some action, you know? And I think it was kind of like that for us because like you have a lower sex drive, but you were like down to fuck all the time because you were like falling in love with me. Because I'm so damn charming. And I was like very high sex drive. So I was like, this is easy, man. Mm-hmm. Like she's just ready to throw herself at me. And I didn't have to like do anything really, like do anything dramatic or like any big gestures to get in your pants, right? It was just kind of happening all the time. And then at some point it slows down and it stops. And it's just kind of like, I didn't adapt to like, oh, like now I gotta like work for it.
Yeah.
Like I have to show you I want it in a way that's not gross.
Yeah.
I'm good at showing you I want it in a way that's gross.
Yeah, you are.
I'm like, then titties look fine. May I motorboat them, please? Yeah. You know, like I can do that.
It's a little, like objectifying.
Yeah, sure.
Which is typical for husbands. And I think that's why husbands complain a lot is that they think that they are trying, but really they're kind of treating their wife or their girlfriend as like an object.
Yeah, because I think like the common frustration is just like he's not trying, and then like his complaint is like she's just not into it the way she used to be.
Yeah,
like it used to be fun and easy, and now she like expects shit out of me. You
but
know?
I also think that like, and I know I guess I don't know for everybody, but I know for you in particular, like you felt like you, and you still say this, I feel the same way I've always felt. Nothing has changed. I feel just as much like I want you as I did the day I met you.
Yeah.
But that's not true. You know, see, because you don't act the same
way. It's funny because I don't tend to think of this as entirely a gendered thing, but there is that one thing where like there's all these like sociological studies or whatever that show that like men tend to retain their sexual attraction for their partner as time goes, like as they get comfortable, and women tend to like need more novelty, and then they like there's more of a tendency to be like, oh yeah, you're the same old boring person now, and I need some excitement.
Yeah.
And like I don't need excitement. The excitement is fucking you. Like that's the exciting part. Like I don't need the excitement to make me want to do that.
No.
You need some kind of excitement, and instead I'm just like TV or sex you know, up to you. Like what a fucking thrill.
But also I feel like women need so much more than just excitement. They used to feel a certain way because somebody was pursuing them, right? Like felt sexy, they felt wanted, they felt desired. After a while it makes you wonder, I guess, when you're in a married relationship and the husband isn't excited to see you, he's excited to fuck you. You know?
Yeah.
Like, or, you know, maybe he doesn't feel that way, but that's how it can come across.
Yeah.
And I think then women tend to eventually like downregulate their sex drive because they're like, well, I don't want to just be his whole. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I want him to want to go on a walk with me. I want him to want to go paint with me or like fucking learn to salsa dance or whatever. Like things that make you feel good and have fun together. And the guy's like, well, I still want to fuck you, so why do I have to do anything else?
Yeah, I'm like, you should be honored to be my whole.
Yeah.
I'll make you feel good.
Yeah. And so
I do think you're right. There's like this tendency, I think. I don't know how gendered it is or whatever, but it definitely is the case in our relationship where you're like, I don't want to have sex or even think about having sex unless I feel fuckable. Like, you got to make me feel fuckable.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whether I feel fuckable or not is like irrelevant. Like, I don't care. I could be... I could feel like ugly as sin, but if you're like looking at me the right way, I'm like, I'm down. Like, you can fuck my ugly ass body. can...
And I think that's probably the difference between the two types of like sex drive, right? What the fuck are they
like
called?
The active and reactive or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that? Responsive.
Responsive.
And active, I think.
Yeah.
Whichever one is the one that is just a raging hard on all the time versus the one that needs a little priming,
Yeah. And so I think you know, typically it ends up being the woman and man, but it doesn't need to be. Sometimes yeah, it's yeah. opposite. Yeah.
Sure.
But yeah, for easy reference, I guess I tend to lean on the more common one.
Oh yeah. And I gotta up my game to get anywhere. To even get you interested in sex. And I'm just not used to that. And so I'm trying.
Yeah.
I've been trying. It doesn't show, I'm mm-hmm. sure. You're probably like, he's still not doing
you're
anything.
You're trying.
I'm trying. Well, I think that's the thing is, like, you're probably feeling like the fact that I'm like hitting on you more, like flirting with you more.
Mm-hmm.
I think at this point, because my game is still very weak.
Yeah.
It's probably less registering as like, ooh, he's making me feel so good. And more like, aw, he's trying at least. That's nice. It's like, how sweet of him. You know,
we're working our way up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it can be a bit of a long process if you've had yeah. a long relationship of going down the wrong way where the guy complains that she doesn't want to have sex. And then sure. he changes his behavior depending on whether he thinks he can get sex. Mm-hmm. And like there's a lot to like undo.
Oh, yeah. That's been a big complaint of yours.
Yeah.
Like in like complaint. I mean, like, you know, it's just a thing that doesn't work for you.
Yeah.
Where you're like, yeah, when you want to get laid, you're acting all lovey-dovey and yeah. whatever. You act different. And then when you don't want to, you don't think there's a chance, basically.
Yeah.
Then you're like more, I don't know, like.
Well, then you're more.
I'm acting like there's no sex on the table.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. it's just because when there's sex on the table, I guess I'm like, okay, how do I get you there? And mm-hmm. when there's no chance, I'm like, all right, we'll hang. Like,
yeah.
We're platonic friends now. We're
yeah.
roommates.
Yeah.
Like, but there's no.
But because of that, it created yeah. kind of like a, I don't know, I guess an anxiety that I have.
A vicious cycle.
Yeah. Where it's like, oh, he's touching me like that. That's because he wants something.
Yeah.
And it may not even necessarily be the case sometimes, but yeah.
No, see, from my perspective, it's not like, oh, I have a chance of getting laid, so I'll be nice to her. And if I don't, yeah. then like, screw her. Like, why do I even spend time with her? You know, like, if there's no chance. It's not that. No, it's not that at all.
Yeah.
It's more like I have this feeling of like whether it's appropriate or not.
Yes.
I feel like it's appropriate to do things to you when you're in a good mood like that. And mm-hmm. when you're just kind of like, eh, I don't know if I feel like it. I feel like weird and my stomach hurts. So like, fuck it. We're not going to do anything. Then yeah. I'm like, then it's weird for me to be like, yeah, baby, let's.
Yeah.
You know, probably because of my. I have a creepy way of flirting on you with you, right? Like, so it's sometimes. Inappropriate, you know.
That's true. You do have, and this has been something we've talked about for a long time, is that I don't want all sex compliments. I don't want them to be all sexual. I think that.
Yeah, but you have to stop being so sexy then. Well, it's not all my fault.
I'm just going to have to hold it in.
That's true. I do default to sexual compliments because yeah. I'm a horn dog and a sad, pathetic man. A man baby, if you will.
So I decided to write you an article.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I started working on this article because we've been talking about this a
but
lot.
You showed
lately.
Me your notes early on. You're like, you know what? Maybe I have to lead you by the
help.
Hand here. You know?
Well, I think that's the thing is I feel like for the longest time, I felt like if I told you exactly what to do,
yeah.
then it would defeat the genuine feelings that went with it because like
because I'm following your list.
You're literally just doing what I tell you to do. You're not doing what you feel. You're not doing what you think. You're not
I think my issue is just like I feel the feelings, I just don't express them in a way that registers as or I don't express them at all sometimes, I guess.
Yeah,
like they're internal to some mm-hmm. extent, or I'm just bad at expressing them in a way that's like flirtatious and kind and sweet and stuff, so it either comes out as gross and pervy or it stays in, you know.
I felt like, okay, so maybe I will write this article. I bet you there's a lot of other husbands who need some help with this, mm-hmm. or you know, just other relationships in general, but I hear from a lot of angry husbands that are not getting as much sex as they would like, and I think this could be why.
you do. It's it's one of your great frustrations that half your comments you get sometimes or half the emails you get are just like, wish my wife wasn't such a bitch. And she would put out and you're like, who do you think you're writing to?
Or like, wish you were my wife instead. And it's like, I would not fuck you either, probably.
You still have to have game. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Because like, we don't want to get married and then turn into shriveled up old ladies. Like, we're still young. We still want to feel sexy. We still want to feel good.
And that's why I'm trying to fuck you all the time. But it's not. That's having the opposite effect.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so.
Hit me with your tips.
My
hit us all with your. Every listener out there wants to know, how do you mac on your wife?
Because it's different. It's different from when you were dating.
Yeah.
It's a lot more work. It's a lot more specific.
Half our listeners want to know, and the other half of our listeners want to, like, send this to their husband or whatever.
Yeah. So my first tip is not to take her for granted.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think a lot of people do that in marriage. Like, you just kind of assume after a while that you're good. You're solid. You're going to stay forever. And they stop trying to show how grateful they are for each other, how appreciative they are for each other. Yeah, I just feel
she's not going anywhere.
You know? Yeah. And she might.
Yeah.
She might go somewhere.
That's actually a theme in Breaking Amish, because we've been watching every season of that show very closely.
Yes.
And pausing several times to judge people out loud.
Yeah. we analyze them.
We analyze. We're like, you know what Jeremiah's problem really is?
Or whatever. He has a fear of abandonment.
He has a fear of abandonment. That's
true. Yeah, he does.
He really does. He's taking it out on everyone else. Anyways. But like there's a season where they start going to like a couple's counselor. Like a few of them start going to the same counselor.
Yeah.
And he basically makes the point that like in an Amish community, you have this like principle of like never getting divorced. It's like, if you do, you get excommunicated, basically.
You aren't allowed to fuck ever again.
Yeah. And things like that, right? It's just like bad news. Like it takes a lot to get divorced. But so that results in like a lot of the men, and I guess the women, but it seems like mainly the issues with the dudes, then think like, oh, well, she can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, why would I have to try to do anything to fix this relationship? Like, it can't break.
Well, and you hear people all the time saying, thank God I'm married and I don't have to do this.
Yeah.
I don't have to do that. It's like, you might if you don't start. Like,
you know what? I think that constantly. But what I think it about is dating and flirting. So I guess this is the problem. Like, thank God I don't have to hit on anyone. And you're over there feeling sad and lonely.
Yeah.
In your own marriage bed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's all me. I'm the problem. So let's fix me.
Yeah, we're going to fix
take you less for granted.
So don't take your spouse for granted. And this goes both ways. Like, there are a lot of times that you get set into, like, your marriage duties and what you do and what they do. And, like, I feel like it's easy to take somebody for granted after years.
Yeah,
but
sure.
You should really, like, try and think about all the things they do for you and express how thankful you are.
Yeah, I express a lot of gratitude for it. That's true.
Yeah.
I've had that issue where, like, I feel like I do a lot of, like, the like, housework.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, and it doesn't bother me. But it does, like, once in a while, there's, like, a moment if I feel like I felt here and there, like, oh, it's like, of course you expect me to do that. So, like, you don't care if I do it. You know, like, it's like I'm doing all this stuff and, like, you don't, it like, doesn't register as, like, oh, thank you for doing this.
Because nice it's an thing. Everyday thing.
It's just like, you're supposed to.
Yeah.
And it's like, fine. You know, there are things you're supposed to in a relationship, but it's still nice to feel, like, a little gratitude for
once in a while.
Know? Once in a while, here and there.
Yeah.
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 A little thank you hand job or something. See, I'm the creepy, gross guy.
Are.
This is why I can't get laid.
Dirty Uncle Sal.
I don't know who that is, but it sounds appropriate. It sounds fitting.
Yeah. So try.
I just had to like
grateful.
Rack my brain to make sure you don't have an Uncle Sal. So
no.
Okay, we're good.
Okay. My second tip is to keep dating her.
Yeah,
even if you're married.
That's the other thing I didn't want to do.
And that.
Thank God I'm married, so I don't have to date. Now you're telling me I should date.
And I'm not talking about like buying her jewelry or taking her on vacations or really expensive shit. Like we're all in late stage capitalism. I get it. Nobody has money. We can't afford. But you can do shit at home. You can make a fucking fort in your living room and watch a movie. You could light some candles and have a nice dinner. Like
I'm over here taking notes. Good idea.
You can do massages, things like that. Like there's lots of free stuff you can do at home.
I think for some reason. I am very happy to massage you, and I've done it often. And then I feel like it's slowed down. Is this a thing?
Yeah.
Did I ruin it? Did I make it too pervy? Like, are you just the massage is just a sex thing now? So
the massage
it's not
is,
always a sex
it's
thing.
Been but... a, it's been a few different things, honestly. My allergies have gotten a lot worse, maybe because we have so many cats now.
Yeah, you keep accumulating pets.
I love cats, but I am quite allergic to them. So I'm fine that a lot of times laying on my stomach for a long time hurts. I also have like rib flares. So like laying on my stomach again hurts me.
So it's not all me.
No, it's not all you.
Sounds like it's a you problem.
It's just become more of a problem as I'm getting older.
Yeah.
and my neck ends up, I end up sore after a massage, like, because I've been laying in the same position too long.
Right, right, right.
Which defeats the purpose of a massage.
Yeah, because then you need a massage from your massage.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's not good.
No.
It's just an endless loop of you being sore. Okay.
But you know what? But maybe an investment to make for us someday is a massage chair that I can sit on.
Or if your partner doesn't have rib flares, just go ahead and rub them down.
Yeah, that works too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, there's lots of ways. And you know, it's not even just like big things like a date night or whatever, but it's things like putting your phone down when she walks in the room because you want to talk to her.
Sure.
When you were first dating her, you bet your ass you were putting that fucking phone down when she walked in the room. But
I mean,
now,
you probably should have been. If you weren't, I don't know if that's...
Well, then you were bad to begin with and you don't deserve her.
She's too good for you. Put your fucking phone down and respect your goddess.
But if you think about the way that you treat your spouse when you were dating...
Uh-huh.
Are you really treating them the same way now that you're married? Most people can't say yes.
I'm trying to remember how I was treating you when we were dating.
You made me cakes and you surprised me with things.
I don't surprise you anymore.
To be fair, I was more romantic than you, honestly. I was the one who...
Well, that's the problem. I'm sitting here waiting to be romanced again and you're like, why isn't he doing... But it's like...
Because you're ready to get in my pants. You got to get me ready.
It's not just about sex. I'd like to be romance, please. Jeez.
Okay. I will romance you.
So basically, like, you mean in some ways, it's like just breaking out of the routine too, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not doing
well,
this
making
thing
making them
it's
feel
like
a priority.
Well, yeah, because it's like, I guess that's the thing. It's like, if I took the time to think of like a thing that we could do together that you would enjoy, then it's like, okay, I've thought about you and I've decided, like, here's a thing we could do together that might be fun, like a massage or anything like that, or
pack a picnic and take me
I made
to the
something
park.
For you, or we do something together, I propose some kind of thing.
Yeah,
as opposed to just like, because the usual thing with us, it's like once everything's settled down, everyone's asleep and everything, mm-hmm. it's just like, okay, if we have nothing else to do, no plans, we're just going to sit down and watch TV.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just breaking from that of like, it's not the, oh yeah, I expected this to happen. That always happens kind of night. Yeah.
I think, yeah. And it's basically just showing them that you're thinking about them. Hell, if you go to a store and you see a pack of gum love, like buy them the gum.
I do honestly.
Just to show that you were thinking of them.
I do honestly struggle with that because I find like my whole morning is just like, I wake up because the dog barks and is awake. And then from then until like 8 p.m., it's like a nonstop. Like,
yeah, we have a chaotic house.
The dog needs stuff. The kids need stuff. Like, I have to find time to work during that. Like, so it's not that I'm not thinking about you, but it's like I don't have time to just sit down and think of what should I do tonight. It's like a lot of times get to 8 p.m. and I'm like, fucking finally, it's over. And I haven't had a moment to think like, how can I romance my wife tonight?
Yeah.
You know, so I just go to like, I'm just going to come upstairs. I'm going to lay in bed with you, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not that.
But it's true that's why, like, in that
no,
life,
I know. Yeah, yeah.
She's not horny either.
Of course, you're just like, he's not thinking of me. I'm not trying to excuse it.
Well,
I'm just saying,
yeah.
It gives me very little time to just kind of like sit there and wonder, how shall I romance my wife? And I need to make more time.
I don't think of it as the woman's up there thinking she's not special, but it's also just she's in that chaotic life too.
Well,
so
sure.
There's no horny feelings going on when kids are screaming and dog is being
but
an
gotta,
asshole.
You gotta find time to like make it special or plan something or show
or take
that you,
little moments.
Even in that chaos, you thought of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard when your kids are little. It's a really hard season of life.
Well, yeah, I'm not surprised because I keep seeing like so many people talk about how like And they usually make it an age thing where it's like, oh, when you hit like 50, you get like a second honeymoon almost. Like you get like, it's like, no, it's because it's whatever time your life stops being chaotic. It's like whenever you feel like you stop feeling like everyone's demanding something of me at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone needs me at all times. That's when you can be like, oh, we can fuck again. Like we can enjoy each other again. Like we can think about each other in like for long extended periods of time.
Yeah.
Without interruption.
That's
so
true.
Like, yeah, I think it's true that it is harder.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't want to wait like 10 years to fuck you again. No. So I'm gonna have to date you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I was over that part, but.
You're never over it.
No,
baby.
I'm never over it.
Okay. My next tip
is
to give very detailed compliments. I think a lot of people struggle with giving
I hear bitterness in that one. Like I know you deal with this.
Well, and a lot of men do. It's not just you. That's been my experience with most men is it's just a quick like, you're so hot. I love your ass.
Well, that's a detail.
Your tits. But like, first of all, they're all sexual. So then you feel objectified. Okay,
I know. I get that. And you just don't understand the depth of my horniness. I'm like, what do I like most about you? And it's like, well,
yeah.
Sorry, but it's that ass. No, it's a lot of other things. It's a lot of other things.
Yeah.
But that ass would be nothing if not for your personality and your charm and your wit and your, you know.
Yeah.
Your whole outer and inner beauty combined, you know? So, like, mm-hmm. there's a lot to compliment. It's just I'm dumb. And so my brain just immediately goes to, like, oh, the butt's nice.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's
just... And that will lose its sparkle after years of just, I like your butt.
No, I need to be able to say it in a way that registers as, like, oh, he really likes this ass. Like,
yeah.
Not just, like, uh-huh, I know you say that all the time.
When you want to feel, like, admired.
That's what I
not mean. Just yeah. like sometimes and you're guilty of this. You're guilty of the I'm guilty I of walk every in the room. Problem
in this episode.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
This is all of it. This is an intervention. It's not an actual well, advice.
Well, sometimes I'm all I'm also thinking about other men.
Oh, sure.
Other
yeah.
complaints I've heard. You're I'm thinking not just about throwing how, you under the bus.
You'd be thinking about how bad it would be for other women to be married to me.
Yeah, so. That's
So, yeah, I am guilty of this, like, inability to convey this, like, a freshness of a genuine compliment.
Yeah.
It all sounds stale coming from me.
Well, yeah, it does start to sound a little, like, repetitive.
Yeah.
And, like I said, sometimes when I walk in the room, you have an automatic one that, like...
Like, hey, hot stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, you didn't even look at
like
me.
That. Like, yeah.
You're like, I'm actively vomiting. And
yeah.
You didn't even notice.
And you didn't notice. Like, that'll make you feel like shit. Mm-hmm. Because then it's like, you're just doing it out of, like, a weird habit.
Yeah, and it calls into question every other compliment. Because then it's like, is it just another...
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's a fine compliment, but it's not one that's going to make you feel like, oh, wow, like, I feel really special from that, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not detailed enough. It's not specific enough.
Mm-hmm.
And don't just compliment sexual things. Don't just compliment her tits and her ass. Compliment her neck. Compliment her lower back. Compliment her waist.
Well,
compliment her face, her eyes, her lips. Whatever.
Face,
her
you say.
Cute
huh?
ears. Her, the way she pronounces yeah. things, how funny she is, like things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not just sex stuff, because obviously when it's just sex stuff, then we start feeling like pieces of meat.
Yeah.
And not people that you see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do that more because I think what I have is I have several, like, instances a day where I think of something very, like, precise and in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you'll say something and I'll be like, that was really, really clever or something, or like, that you'll do something that makes you seem so charming, or like, you know, I'll look at you and think like, ah, your nose is so cute, like, I love the way you just look so beautiful, and like, it all is just internal.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I never then say it because I always feel like it's a weird time to say it. But I think it's because I feel weird complimenting anyone about anything, anywhere.
I get that, because I have that too.
And so it always feels like it's one of those things where, like, if I second guess myself, then the moment has passed.
Yeah.
The genuine, like, oh, I just thought of this. Like, this is just what I'm feeling in the moment is gone. It's just like, hey, remember, like, 2 minutes ago when you, you know, like, I thought this nice thing about you back then. Like, it's like a weird thing to bring up then, right? And so, but I feel like that in general about, like, anyone. Like, I have a hard time ironically, weirdly saying nice things to people.
I do too.
Yeah.
I get that completely. I don't know if it comes from the same place for you.
I mean, I think it comes from my mom. I think it's I hate to be that guy who blames everything on his mom, but I just know that, like, growing up, I felt like I'd often try to say nice things to my mom and it would like backfire on me. Or like, I just say nice things in general, and I always felt like if I compliment someone, I like get in trouble, or like I get the, like, what do you want now? Like, I got that a lot.
So they always thought you were like...
Like, if I said anything nice at all, it was like, what's my purpose here?
Which is very typical from being raised by a narcissist, because that's the only time they compliment you, right? They compliment you to get something out of you.
I mean, yeah, it's quite possible. They're only compliments people for manipulative reasons.
Oh, yes.
But yes. But I think if I really psychoanalyze, like, why am I so weird? Because, like, I know in theory, like, I know intellectually, like, it is a good thing to say nice things to people. And I try to do it more because... I like when people say nice things about me. Mm-hmm. I'm never like, oh, that's fucking cringe that you would think a nice thing of me. Mm-hmm. You know, but like, I feel weird saying it out loud still. Mm-hmm. And I'm very comfortable with you. I don't feel that weird doing it with you, but it just doesn't occur to me because I've spent my whole life like,
yeah, that makes sense,
keeping that under wraps for the most part. So like, my instinct when I think a nice thing about somebody is like, I think the nice thing, mm-hmm. and then I make a dumb joke about something else so that the moment doesn't get too sincere, you know? Like, so yeah. I guess that's my struggle with that. So I'm trying really hard though to like make it more automatic of like, I think the nice thing, mm-hmm. the compliment, and then I'll actually say it as opposed to just like relying on like stock compliments when I realize like, I want to say something nice to you, but I don't want it to sound too genuine. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why I'm trying to not get laid, or, you know, but like.
Well, I get that though, because I have the same problem. I have a hard time complimenting people, but it's because it's so stupid. I feel like I don't have the right to compliment people because okay. who am I to say whether or not something looks good?
You have a different kind of damage.
I feel like I'm too ugly to like compliment people.
That's not
because
true.
I feel like people will be like, well, that ugly chick thinks that I'm pretty, so obviously I'm ugly too. Like, it's horrible. I know it's damaged.
It's like,
I know,
if I compliment your decor choices and you're like, what would you even know about?
But I don't think that about other people.
No, you don't.
So why would I think that about myself?
Sure.
But I do. And I second guess. I type out so many compliments to people online even, and I'm like, who am I to say whether that's good or
you're not? You're a nice, pretty lady. Except people don't know that because you're not nice because you don't compliment them.
I know. Too afraid. So no, I
feel
it.
The same
I
way. It sucks.
It.
I want more people to spread the love, and I want to spread the love, and I definitely want more love in our relationship. Like, there's love, but you know what I mean? Like, I want to spread the love and make it more explicit. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm trying really hard because I'm like, I know objectively there is no downside to complimenting anyone except my mom.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is. Like, I really think now, even now, when I compliment my mom on anything, it backfires on me because she finds a way to make it like weird.
Yeah, she does.
And like, so I guess as long as I avoid her,
that's for the best anyway.
But no, I'm trying to do it more, and I'm trying to even practice with like strangers and stuff.
Yeah,
because I feel like, I don't know, I used to be in like a philosophy department, a grad school department, and like there's just a guy who I barely knew, but he was a master's student there. And he'd just walk around and compliment people, and it always felt good.
Yeah.
Like, you got a haircut, and he'd walk by your office and be like, hey, fresh haircut. And you'd be like, that guy was just so nice, and I don't even know him. And like, why can't I be like that? Because I'm embarrassed of being alive, I guess. Yeah, so I suppress all my good instincts.
We have to practice on each
other. I
want to
be the fresh haircut guy. You know, I want to be the guy who just like walks down the street. Like, I
to
see
be
a lot.
Fair, you don't notice when someone gets a new haircut.
No, I don't. I'm never going to be the fresh haircut guy.
You're not that attentive.
No, because every time somebody gets a haircut, I think, did they have that hair before?
Yeah, like, I second guess new, myself too.
It's like when somebody doesn't wear their glasses one day, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure they had glasses, but if I'm wrong about that, that's gonna be fucking weird for me to bring it up.
Yeah, that's true.
I just have a bad memory.
So we all have to practice giving compliments.
Yeah. I'll start with you. Yeah. And move out to strangers.
I like your socks.
And then I'll compliment you more. Thank you. And I'll get laid more, and then I'll compliment strangers more, and I hope it doesn't get weird.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have to turn people down at the park, you know?
That's true. It's awkward. It's
like, no, you can't suck my dick in the bushes. Get away from me. Can't you see the wedding ring?
My next tip is to make us feel smart.
Okay.
Because... Yep. I mean, most women have the opposite experience in the world, right? Like, people make us feel dumb. They make us feel little.
Yeah.
Ex-boyfriends made us feel dumb. Yeah. Things like that. Make us feel smart. Help us feel smart, which includes, like, playful banter and things like that. Like, there are times where I'm trying to flirt with somebody, and, like, they just don't. And maybe they're not interested. Sure. They don't give anything back.
That's always a hypothesis, you know.
But they keep messaging. So like, I'm assuming they want something. They're just bad at banter, you know.
Yeah.
You've got to like actually be able to have conversations in order to flirt and feel smart. But yeah, like, you know, we make a joke and tell us we're funny or clever or, you know, things like that. Like, don't lie, but like when it. when it occurs to you.
I gotta go compliment my stupid wife on her intelligence, quote unquote. Yeah, yeah.
But it'll make you feel good when you make somebody laugh. Yeah, I feel like some guys just give nothing.
Sure.
And then it's hard to make something out of nothing, or when only one person's trying.
Yeah. So you got two basic threads there, right? Because you have this idea of like you want to like have some kind of like back and forth that feels clever and like feels engaging like that. But you also have this like what you said at the start, which is like acknowledging the intelligence and the wit and the cleverness that a lot of people miss.
A lot of women do not ever get compliments on anything like that because they only get compliments on their appearance.
Okay, like this is there's a version of this that I've noticed, because if you look at some of the articles you write, you look at the comments, and there's a lot of women who will be like, I love your writing. This is so funny. This is so engaging. Like, I always read your stuff because of this. And then there's going to be comments, by guys who are like, you make me hard.
Yeah.
Or just jump in for their opportunity to be like, I like to come on my wife's face.
Yeah.
And then she licks it. And then that's good. And then you're like, okay, cool. Did you like the article?
This is so common.
Yeah. And you're like, there was nothing about that in the article, but okay.
No. Yeah. Yeah, women are better at giving compliments.
But the thing is, like, you're right. It's like, it's almost like the women are noticing and complimenting you on like some kind of like, I'm going to toot your horn. I know you don't like tooting your own horn. Like your talent, your ability, your creativity, your craft. And then men are just like, you write dirty.
Yeah, you know? I do.
Which is the writing version of complimenting your appearance, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I come in and I'm like, hey, big boobs. And you're like, that doesn't make me feel like a small, smart, well-rounded person.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's you got to notice everything about her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, girls are used to getting compliments on their appearance. They're not so used to getting compliments on things like that. And I feel like
get worn out, right? Like because I think it's funny because like the opposite for guys. So maybe guys think like, oh, a compliment on your appearance, that's like top notch.
Yeah.
Because I never get that because like I'm a schlub. Like I don't get complimented on my appearance, right? Like they just kind of look at me and they're like, well, at least he's wearing clothes. Like,
oh, my God. You know?
Thankfully that happened, but like I don't get a lot of compliments on my appearance, so when I get one, it's like, wow, that's surprising. Yeah. Like that's interesting. Very, very, like, what an ego boost.
That's an interesting way to look
at
it.
But when I give you a compliment on your appearance, you're like, well, what else is new? A guy is trying to tell me my butt looks good.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, of course he is. My butt's fabulous.
That's a very interesting commentary, because I feel like maybe that is why, I mean, sometimes that is why men do things a certain way.
You're complimenting my intelligence. You're using the tips on me. I'm getting turned on. It's working.
Because I think men do what they think works, what works for them. That's why they initiate by shoving their hand down someone's pants or things like that.
That's true.
They're like, oh, I would love that.
If you randomly shoved your hand down my pants at this point, I don't know if it happened all the time. Maybe I get weird about it. But if you did it to me like tonight or something, I'd be like, hello.
You would love that.
I would not. I didn't realize it was Tuesday, you know?
Or like the drop for the blowjob, right? Like that's every man's fantasy, but not a woman's.
The drop for the blowjob?
You know, like you walk in the door and you drop to your knees and
give him a blowjob. Yeah. You just like walk in and you don't even say hi. You just start sucking the dick. Yeah,
men would love, but women don't. So it doesn't go the other way.
So what's funny is I'm thinking about it now and I think, yeah, I would enjoy that blowjob, but I don't think it would be better, but it would be good. And so you're right. It probably would be a thing where like, yeah, if you're like trying to put yourself in her shoes, that's kind of like, but if you're still wearing your shoes in your mind, you know, like you're putting,
on her shoes.
Yeah. You're not supposed to put yourself, in her shoes, not put her in your shoes.
Yes. I mean,
That's true.
That's exactly it. We just have to teach them how to speak lady.
Be a lady whisperer.
Yeah.
I know how to speak to women, but like in a very friend zone kind of way. You know?
Well, that's for the best.
The problem is I do that with my wife too.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm in the friend zone too much, you know? I want to fuck you by the fridge light.
Yeah.
More often, you know? So I better.
So you got to flirt with me.
I got to start hitting on you. I compliment your intelligence.
And desired.
And smart.
Smart.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. My next tip is to make us feel sexy. And now these are...
That is something I've tried to do, but I clearly don't know how.
These are like the compliments of the darker variety. So, you know, like...
I'm trying to even think of a joke for that, but I don't know how to go from the darker variety.
Well, these are the dirty compliments, but still specific compliments, you know? You,
oh, your eyes are so hot. They make me want to go mug someone. Like, what?
Not that dark. But like these would be the like how, and these are the ones that come after. You got to do the other shit first. When she's primed, she's feeling good, she's feeling sexy, she's feeling clever, she's desired.
Like, if you're already
when you give the darker compliments. Because it's like when you're the dirty compliments.
When you're so really like you're super turned on and it's like the middle of sex and you're having sex and and I'm like I like pull your hair back and say like you look so fucking hot with my cock in your mouth and you're like oh yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
And then but like if I say that like randomly, you're going to be like what the gross, you know, like
yeah.
I guess so you got to like do the groundwork, the build up.
You do.
Not the dark compliment you're talking about, but I just mean like that's the extreme of like the dirty compliments. And you have to like really work up to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely the extreme. Because I was thinking more tame ones, like, you know, how bad you want her, how much you want to fuck her, how hard she's making you, how fucking good she looks, and how lucky you are to have her.
Yeah. Because you can't lay just the nice groundwork and not go there. Because if you do, then it's like,
It's out of place, yeah.
Well, no, yeah, you have to lay the groundwork first. But I mean, like, if you just lay the groundwork of, like, making her feel smart and all that, and it's like, but then you go completely sexless with it, it's just kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you're missing the mark. It's got to be like, I want to fuck my smart wife.
I do want to fuck my smart wife. Every time you say something clever, I'm like, damn. I like when you talk, but would I ever want to fill your mouth right now?
That could work. That's a great compliment.
Okay.
But only
after
the groundwork has been laid for everything else.
So it's in me somewhere. I got the compliments.
You got
down.
It. I just you got it.
I got to go light before I go dark, you know?
My last tip.
I can't get over the fact that you call them darker compliments. But so
I was just trying to like separate.
Oh, you're so sexy. I want to grab your hips like, ooh, he's so dark. What a bad boy.
I just wanted to separate the non-sexual from the sexual.
I get it. No, I like it. I'm going to start using that probably way too much now.
Probably.
Not to get too dark here, but... Love the way your titties be bouncing.
My last tip is to be all talk. And
now hold the fort. I've heard this is the wrong thing to do. Many a person has been criticized for being all talk.
I feel like
you've criticized me now for being all talk.
This is it depends.
Yeah.
This is my situation specifically, but I imagine a lot of husbands have this problem, which is that the second you get a green light, you go from 0 to 100.
Oh, you're immediately
like,
you
it's on. Like, there have been times where I will like kiss you and then all of a sudden your hand is down my pants. And that was the wrong vibe. That was, we're in the kitchen, the kids are close by. Like,
no, I believe you're not supposed to be in my pants anymore.
You don't do it anymore because I yelled at you a lot.
This is a symptom of that thing we were talking earlier of like early in the relationship.
That's
work.
All it took. Yeah.
Like you would kiss me and you'd be like, and I'd be like, oh, she wants me to finger her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like again. You know, I guess I better do it now. Get it over and done with. So now I'm thinking the same thing. I'm like, oh, she needs the fingering. Like,
yeah. No, I do not. And I just want to like have a moment with you. Yeah. And for the most part, that's what people want during the day.
Yeah. No, that's fine like, by me. I just, you know.
Yeah. And so I feel like because you were so like in a way desperate for sex.
Even if I wasn't, it would appear to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still desperate
for
sex.
You appeared very desperate.
I get desperate for sex after I get laid, even.
Yeah,
like,
you
I'm just
are.
Just desperate for sex in general. That was great. Let's schedule the next one.
But we don't think desperate for sex is hot. For the
no,
most part,
not.
Women want you to show more restraint.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's another one of the things you said earlier about putting your wife in your shoes.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of guys find desperate women not.
That's true.
Like, it's a red flag. Like, you're not supposed to fuck a woman who's too desperate because that's going to ruin your life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She's going to burn everything down. But it does, it is an enticing thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, so. I think so. And I think for us, we just feel like it's too rushed. Or like for me, yeah, anyway, like, I feel like it's too rushed.
It's like many a high libido husband like myself spends a lot of time thinking in some way, like, would be nice if my wife was more desperate.
Yeah.
And so you think of desperate not as like, what a loser, pathetic quality. You think of it as like, you got to get more of that in our lives.
What I feel like
But it doesn't cut both ways.
No, it really doesn't. What I feel like is that when you show restraint... Mm-hmm. You're not so much interested in just getting your dick wet. You're more interested in having this experience with me and having me have this experience.
It's funny because this feels hotter. This is a different read. I'm being men from Mars, women are from Venus here.
Okay.
But I think in general, that's the thing. It's like when the thing that a lot of guys find appealing about desperate women is this idea that like you made them desperate, like they're so into you that they're fucking desperate to fuck you.
Yeah.
And it's like the opposite for you. It's like, if I'm desperate to fuck you, you're like, you don't even care about me
because it doesn't feel about me.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like if you were desperate to fuck me, I would feel like, oh, that's about me on some level. Mm-hmm. Like, you're thinking I want to fuck you because there's so many other ways you could get off and whatever. Like, but you want to fuck me that bad.
Yeah.
But when I want to fuck you that bad, you're like, somehow you're like,
this isn't about me at all.
He doesn't even care if it's me or another woman or an inflatable sheep or like whatever, like a novelty inflatable sheep doll.
Well,
like,
no, anything. I mean, he wants it to be a person for his ego, but does he want me to actually feel good? That's what I've thought in the past.
No, I know. It's
and whether or not it's real, I don't know, but it made me feel cheap, I guess.
The thing is, like, both versions of that are misguided.
Yeah, like, I think so.
Thinking that, like, it's just because if you're super horny and desperate for sex, it's because I'm such a stud. Like, that's...
Yeah,
it's not why it happened, you know. Like, maybe
it's delusional,
maybe there's
way.
A tiny little fraction of it that's like, oh yeah, he does finger okay, so like, I'll go fuck him. But you know, and vice versa, and the other version that's a little delusional is thinking that like the desperation to fuck you is entirely nothing to do with you, that you're just like a warm body nearby, which ain't the case. But
well, I think too, like,
because you're always so cold.
A lot. That's true. I am cold. I think it's partly because a lot of women have experiences with men who fuck us even though they don't like us.
No, I get that. That's sex. Like a thing you have to worry about in your life starting from a younger age.
Yeah.
Whereas like what I'd have to worry about is like never getting fucked ever.
Yeah.
Because I'm so as soon as the opportunity presents itself, it's like, oh, it's a validating thing of like, oh, I thought I'd be a virgin for life, but it looks like I'm going to get some action here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for the most part, when you have a low libido that scares easily, startles quickly, and runs away, you have to go slow, build up, and make her really fucking horny.
I mean, in
general, I get that through build up.
Yeah, and I do enjoy, like, I don't really care for a quickie that much.
You're not in a rush like you used to be. Some of these are things that I've thought about, like, from a decade ago that you don't really do anymore.
Yeah.
Like that one.
You don't really
rush through it anymore. No. But you used to.
Well, like, it's fun to fuck and it's fun to fool around, and it's like, why rush it? Like, why get it over and done with too quickly? Like, then it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in general, just like, you gotta enjoy it and it makes it more fun and you get more turned on and I get more turned on. Like, the slow, and like, it's just, I don't know, there's like, again, this like part of the enjoyment of sex in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Is the ego boost? I know you're just like, oh, he just wants to do it for his ego.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a grain of truth in that.
But shouldn't flirting give you an ego boost?
Well,
too?
Hold on. That's what I was getting at.
Okay.
Because I feel like I feel like there's this way in which it's like, if you're horny and you want to fuck, then I'm like, we're going to have a fun time and I like that. And we're going to connect physically and emotionally and stuff. Even if it's because like another person hit on you.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I can't fuck them, so I guess I'm going to go fuck you. Whatever. It's fine. It's not that guy, but it's... It's
we got guy on the internet at home.
Yeah. Exactly, right? And you're like, well, the guy who's really good at flirting is too far, so I guess I'll fuck my pathetic husband who can't even hit on me properly. I'm like, oh, that's fun. We'll have a good time. I'll, you know, we'll do some fun stuff. You'll probably even be extra nasty and sexy because you got so turned on by a rando. But like, there is like a certain like enjoyment to like, oh, I made you.
Yeah.
Not even if it, like, maybe even if you came to it already kind of turned on, but like, I extra turned you on. Like, mm-hmm. I really worked you up there. Like, you're really turned on because mm-hmm. of me on some level. Like, that's a good feeling. And you don't get that with just, like, oh, she's down to clown, so let's clown yeah. around, you know? Like,
yeah, that's true.
So you got to, like, you got to, I guess you're right. You got to be all talk. You got to keep, yeah. you got to keep from rushing to the
physical stuff. Well, and what I've seen from a lot of wives who deal with a low libido and have a husband who, like, pesters them
yeah.
is that they don't feel like they can kiss or hug or cuddle yeah, or touch right, or right. compliment their husband because
or like anything, even like get a massage or something.
Yeah, that anything might... turns into sex
yeah,
immediately.
Yeah.
Or like attempting to have sex and then you've got to reject them and then they feel bad and you feel bad and the whole thing is bad, but it was because he was too stupid to know that you were just supposed to be flirting, not right. fucking.
Or like, you know, that like the massage maybe will turn into sex, maybe it won't, but you got to see.
Yeah.
Like you're not,
you can't be ramming.
Don't always shoot your between shot her there, legs. You know, just see yeah. how it goes.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Like be patient because patience is hot.
Yeah.
Being desperate and whiny is not hot.
Speak for yourself.
When
you're desperate and whiny, okay, I get no, you're so right. hard.
You're right.
Yeah, you just thought of like a cute, like, cute lady doing it. And you're like,
it
never
feels
mind.
Different.
Yeah,
it I feels know. Different then. But that's in the middle of sex.
I mean, I know I. Doesn't have to be. no, I agree. There's like a, but there's like a cultural thing, right? To yeah. some extent. Or like, you know, like you said, like you have the whole experience of your whole life feeling like or being told that like a lot of guys will just fuck you even though they don't like you.
Yeah.
And like if you're not told that as like a dude that like, watch out, all these women are going to fuck you for no reason whatsoever mm-hmm. and they'll use you and leave. Like that's not the narrative you get.
No.
And so you... Somebody being like super desperate for your dick is like,
yeah.
oh, that's like validating.
That honestly
in a
makes
way.
A lot of sense.
Whereas yeah. like you being like, oh, somebody wants to use me for my body. What else is new? Right. You mm-hmm. know, like that's not, that doesn't
no.
like hit the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to take into consideration the kind of life we lived.
Yeah.
And the experiences we had and what would shape that. And you can't like assume your partner is supposed to be a certain way because they're supposed to. Like you have to adapt to how your partner is and how they see things. If they see every time you do something that it looks like you want sex, then you have to be extra careful.
Yeah. To also like do the nice things when you don't want sex
yeah.
or when, you know, not that yeah. you don't want sex necessarily, but mm-hmm. you know, that it's not about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't expect it like tit for tat.
Oh, sure.
You know? Tit for.
Tat for titty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this was a very productive intervention, I think. I'm hopefully going to be able to flirt now and hang on. Hang
Let's
on
hope
you.
So.
Hopefully, I don't use these skills on unsuspecting women and they all get like massively turned on by me only to get yeah. rejected. What a horrible power I've developed.
Just use it for good and not evil.
I think the yeah. only thing that's going to happen still is the same thing that's always happened to me. Like outside of our relationship, it's like some people will think I'm flirting with them, but I'm
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
it's going to still be an issue.
That's true.
But but hopefully I can, you know, use these moves on you and get somewhere.
Yeah.
So what I've learned is you have a low sex drive and it's kind of my fault.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of factors in my
there
sex
are.
Drive.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm one of them, so I'm going to try to be less of a factor.
I definitely don't feel very sexy anymore or sexual or desirable anymore. But also that might be part of just getting older.
No, but
know.
You're all those things. You're very attractive and you're very sexy. And you're like your whole personality is like, you know, alluring in some ways.
That's just because I'm shy.
I'm into shy girls. Sorry. I'm into shy, desperate women
yeah.
who beg and whine.
Well, I get there sometimes.
Well, I got to work on that. You know, that's the thing. I got to get you to the point of begging and whining. But yeah. for sex, not for other stuff, well, I guess. Because beg and whine for other things, I guess. But
yeah.
it's not as interesting to me.
Yeah.
You know what else really helps get husbands laid is
what?
Really decent foreplay.
That's true.
Massages.
Yeah. That
and,
helps.
Like, you know, a good fingering action.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes do like rubbing the pussy real well.
Pamper her.
Pampering her body.
Yeah.
And the really fun way to do that is with all these like slow sex products by Bijou and Discret.
Yeah, they have some fun stuff.
Yeah, you got this like slow sex experience box a while back
mm-hmm.
and it was just basically all stuff that you would use for foreplay,
mm-hmm.
I guess, broadly speaking, like mm-hmm. massage oil, warming massage gel,
Mm-hmm. Fingering stuff, oral sex stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And an anal play lube in case it gets real good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And but just like, yeah, it's like cooling strips for blowjobs or any kind of oral sex, I guess. Mm-hmm. And like, it was really fun to play with all that. And it also is like, it's just a good way to like go from, like, if you actually master flirting and complimenting, mm-hmm. then you can bring your A game to the rest of the foreplay with a little bit of that, like, proper lubrication,
yeah.
and good fun massage oils and stuff.
Yeah.
And so all those slow sex products are great. Mm-hmm. And the slow sex experience box is a lot of fun. And you can get them from Bijou. And you can use the code LOVEEMMA, one word, at checkout to save 20% on your whole fucking order.
It's a good deal.
It's a lot of, there's a lot of good stuff.
And they
on
have
that
really
side.
High quality stuff. I it's really quality love stuff. Their stuff.
Can it feels millennial classy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's like that aesthetic
I
of like.
I love their packaging and their.
Like, I do feel like there's a way in which like. Looks. I feel. This is the wrong way to put it. But like, I don't feel judged by it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like. Sometimes I look at that stuff. It's like really fun and really good to use. But like, it's like, it feels very classy.
Yeah.
That's and I'm
true.
Like a nasty boy. But I still find a lot of really fun ways to enjoy it.
I really like them. Plus, you can like leave them out because they're cute.
They do come, like, they do seem like they fit in with, like, I think you have some,
I have some in
like
our bathroom.
Lubes on the bathroom shelf. And yeah. It doesn't look like anything other than yet another ointment or yeah. whatever cream, you know?
It's just pretty. It's cute. It looks like skincare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a perfect way to go from, like, oh, I actually flirted my way into some action to, like, oh, I'm going to make this action really count.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn her true. On so much. She's going to regret saying no all these years.
Do you know what else they have? That's where I got my dick sucking spray.
I think that's part of the box too.
Yeah.
It? Yeah. The mouth watering
so.
Spray.
The mouth watering
or the dick
spray. Call
sucking
it dick sucking spray.
I really like that one.
Dill
I mean,
pickle
I know.
Dick sucking. That's what it was. It's got like citric acid or something.
It's got citric acid in it or something. But yeah. You spray that in your mouth and you give me the sloppiest head
yeah, I
think
into
I've
a
ever
fucking
had.
Drooling dog training time.
Yeah, like if you hold up a ham hock for a dog yeah, and it's drooling, but stripping. Instead it's my cock and you're, which also feels very validating. It's yeah. like what is that but not your body begging for it?
That's right.
It's all that
though true. You can make it artificially.
Well, I know that, but it's still fun. It feels really
it
good.
Is.
You know, it feels great.
Yeah.
A sloppy blowjob is probably the best kind.
It's top notch.
It's top notch. It's right yeah. up there. So spray that spray in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Give the best head ever. Use the massage oils mm-hmm. so you can earn that head. Whatever.
Yep.
You know, do whatever. but get it from Bijou and use the code LOVEEMMA at checkout to save 20%.
Yeah.
And go to patreon.com/pilltalkpodcast to become one of our friends with benefits to support us and me and my endeavors to learn how to flirt mm-hmm. and for us to put together future interventions for my inadequacies. OnlyFans.com/EmmaAustin or just for fans /EmmaAustin if you want to go see what I'm always desperately trying to get my hands on.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You look good. You're like a hot lady and often a hot naked lady. And
thank
I just,
you.
You know, I'd like to be able to. My goal is to get more of that by yeah. not logging on to OnlyFans to see you naked. I'd like to see it in person if possible. You know,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
my goal.
You want
so
the
gonna,
live show.
I'm going to learn my all these tips. I'm going to take these to heart and mm-hmm. I'm going to flirt with you. Oh, so good.
I can't wait.
Hope you like disappointment.
All right. We should go.
Yeah. We're on Twitter and Blue Sky, and you can leave a review for us on Apple Podcasts, which makes us feel it's actually kind of like you're flirting with us when you do that.
Yeah.
If you leave a review on Apple Podcasts, it like it feels like a sincere,
it
genuine compliment. It feels good. Like it does it turn us on? We'll see.
Maybe.
Depends how good your review is.
We've gotten some really nice ones.
We so have. It's always really very heartwarming. Them. Loin warming, debatable. Sometimes, depends. But heartwarming every single time.
That's right.
Like, I'm not trying to be a podcast. We're trying to fuck our fans. So it's fine no. if it's platonic. Yeah, it's all good.
It is platonic.
You know, I'm not in this for that. I'm in this to
learn. We're a family.
I'm in this to learn.
Oh, wait. I'm giving away nudes.
Step family.
That's right. We're a step family.
Hot cousin vibes, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
And I've never had that thought, like, oh, I've got hot cousins. But hey, if you were my cousin, maybe I would have.
I have two. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I objectively know they're hot.
They're attractive people. I mean, I'm trying to think of your cousins, and there's some attractive
there's
ones.
There's a couple,
in there.
Yeah.
Runs in the family, I guess.
Yeah.
You can't be the only hot one. That'd be weird. Like, genetically speaking, that doesn't make sense.
Okay, we should go.
Yeah, we need to go before this turns into, like, hypothetically only, though, which of your cousins would you fuck if you weren't, like if they weren't your cousins, though? Like, that's, gross. Like, the kind of conversation that you hear, like, when all your, like, guy friends are gathered when you're 14, and then you're like, we're not inviting that guy anymore. Like, he ruined the fucking Dungeons and Dragons party. Like,
yeah, it's time to go.
It's time to go. Thank you so much for listening. We love you all very, very much.
Bye.
Bye.